Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, yeah, Mike back on another Tuesday radio show. What's good, my people? Yeah, always much respect for all the people who take this in, man. We're gonna talk about, you know, the daring escape from Babylon. We're gonna still talk about that as far as, you know, the energy and the power and this, you know, the sources that the masses got here on earth, but we don't use it to our full capacity. Basically, we don't use it. These things that we basically put our energy and power into, all wrong. So we're talking about, you know, putting our energy and whatever strength or, you know, that we have in this earth, we should put that into getting out of here. Now, I get a few negative feedback from some people as far as, you know, me talking about these things, as far as, you know, the human being gonna have enough courage and the strength and whatever it gonna takes for them to escape this side of the earth. Yes, well, I already know a lot of people gonna basically underestimate the power of human beings. Yeah, you're gonna underestimate the power of what the human being capable of doing. And like I say, they kinda limit us in a way where we kinda disable in a lot of ways. That's how they be able to comfort us in the satanic side of the earth, because they know we disable, they know what we basically can do, things that we supposed to do but we can't. So they gotta come in and, you know, fit in the missing link, if you wanna put it like that. And that's how we've been controlled here. So if they never put it in your mind that, you know, this thing right here can happen as far as you getting back to your birthplace, even though they're gonna fool you about this Africa is the motherland. You understand what I'm saying? They're gonna tell you it's in the circle you come from, period. So basically, the human being feeling like they don't have the strength and the power to even start or put a, you know, a plan together to get out of here, this side of the earth. It's too much. It's way too far. It's a long and far wide land and water and all of these things where you can sit there and think about all the supposedly negative part of it to put it in your head that, hey, this is a waste of time. But listen, I remember doing some live shows because this was so big. I couldn't just do a regular video on it back then in 2017 as far as these migrant caravan. You listening to me? The migrant caravan was one of the biggest things going on in the world. So what they were showing is these people, you know, walking thousands of miles. What their goal is, where they're trying to get to? America. Babylon. So if you check any one of these directions, you're going to see the upside down world peep up its head. You understand what I'm saying? So the upside down world is everybody running to the center of the earth, which is hell. The Babylon system is right there. This is where we at right now. But what I'm saying is, if you can have these thousands of people from this side of the world basically heading to one place, everybody heading to one place, which is America, so you can get some countries like, you know, Guatemala and, you know, Colombia and all of these countries that they're telling you about, you know, Venezuela, all of them that basically making this trip. So with all of these different countries, basically South America or whatever you want to call it, if you want to call it, the fact that all of these nations decide to come together, they make the plan. I'm just saying, people, just look at it for what they tell you it is, and let's see If the human being supposedly have that capability of traveling that far on foot, I'm just saying, people, listen to me. A lot of people are going to shun the idea that you can get out of this side of the earth. But they're still watching and participating in a lot of ways in them moving from one side of the earth to the next in the circle. They make up their mind to put in this big journey. We're talking about thousands and thousands of miles away, people. So at the time when we was doing these breakdowns, they was talking about 2,500 miles. Do you hear me? We're talking about 2,500 miles and more that people gonna walk on foot. So they show you these people and tell you, look, they already deep into it, like months going towards a year. These people walking on concrete, pavement and all. You understand what I'm saying? And for the most part, you got to understand that's the hardest supposedly walking you can do. Walking on concrete and these pavements. It's not going to be good. So what I'm saying is, people, if they can pull off that journey and get to Mexico and from Mexico to America, why would the people sit here and tell me that I'm putting out something that's impossible? Some of them not challenging that, the fact that we're not from here. They're not challenging that as far as me saying that, that we're not from here and the fact that where we're from is still there. They're not challenging that. They say, yeah, Meg, all is well, we understand, but guess what? The journey not gonna happen because human being can't make that journey. How would you come to that conclusion? And you sit there looking at the power of the human beings. They only use it backwards. That's it. So you can walk from Guatemala all the way to America. Go ahead and check that shit. Check the route, people. So you're walking from all of these countries and then in a pack and link up and then come all the way to America at the end of the day, and it's gonna take them years. Remember, I don't know, people, I'm just saying this because what they tell us and what we gather, they're trying to tell you that from them time 2017 when we see that migrant caravan and the people's walking thousands, I guess 2022 or 23 is when they actually get here. And that's what they call the migrants storming off America right now. Do you understand that big thing that was on the table, you know, 5-6 months ago down the line where they was pumping? It's kind of calmed down now as far as them pushing it. But what I'm saying is, if human being can make that journey to Babylon on foot, people, and they come out unscathed, they look clean and everything, not even a scuff on the shoes, and they're walking in straight to Babylon on concrete, people, and pavement, and they never have no problem doing it. That's according to what they tell us. They didn't have no obstacle. They walk their way all the way to Babylon. So why would you come and challenge me as far as what the human being power can do? We sitting here on earth powering up the devil, give the devil energy and all. You thinking that you don't control most of these powers and things that's going on? Yes, you have a lot to do with it. You have a lot to do with powering up the element that control us. So with all of the things that we participate in, we're powering up the devil against us. While we sitting there thinking that, hey, we ain't got no powers at all. We ain't got shit. We can't do nothing. We just have to depend on them. But no, people. The simple power that you have, the simple energy that you can use to walk to Babylon on foot. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you survive because you're poor enough to leave that country and walk on foot. How do you eat? How do you survive? But you still make it to Babylon. Now, when we're talking about how to get out of the Babylon system completely, you say you can't do it. You can't do it, but you can make this big journey to rocks and stones and all of these things and to water and all, and make it to Babylon. Okay, so we underestimate the power of the human beings. Yes, these same people, like I mentioned before, when they want to pump you up into doing some devil work or doing some devil shit that they have on earth right here, they tell you about, you know, how you can do whatever you want. Basically, if you put your mind to it, you can move mountains. That's what I get out of it. But they will never tell you that when it comes to doing yourself some good. Who you gonna move a mountain for in this devil hurt? You're moving it for the devil. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So yes, you can move supposedly mountains if you want to look at it like that. You can do these things that you're actually doing to participate in the devil work on earth. How about using that energy and the power of and capability against the devil system? How about using it, that same energy and everything, to get out? That's all I'm saying. So you can't be mad at me for pushing this, because we need a better solution as far as we sitting here and waiting for them to do all these tricks on us. We can't do it no more. So now that we're putting our energy towards getting out, we have these negative people talking about the journey not gonna be because the journey is too hard. But you can make a journey from Guatemala all the way to America on foot. No food, no water, no nothing. One suit of clothing, not even luggage, and you still make it here. So there you go. So in these cases that I'm mentioning, it's just to show the power of the masses themselves. I already told you about, you know, you putting all this energy together, and what can it do for us as far as good? Instead of we using our energy to do the devil work on earth, which is all bad and not gonna end up good for us. It's gonna end up being destruction, because that's what they're working on right here in hell. So yes, it's never hurt, even if it's a failed mission. I mentioned it before, even if it's a failed mission, at least people, we finally have some people that got the guts on earth to actually attempt it. That's what I'm saying. What are the human beings supposedly have the guts to even think about these things? Who have the guts to try these things? Who have the guts to put these things in preparation? Yes, we do. We know energy, and we know the bad energy and the good energy. Once you figure that out, you know where to put yours, where to put your energy in, which direction you're gonna push it. Okay, I said we push it in the direction to get out of Babylon. The system, period, this side of the earth, period. I don't want to hear nobody come and tell me, hey, Mac, it's going to be an impossible mission. If you feel like that, you can hop off the board. It's simple. You can just hop off and go on another ship, if you want to put it like that. Because that's just how we're going to be at the end of the day. And I told the people, man, the reason why I'm holding out and I'm never going to stop doing this until I'm dead, the reason why is because it's a mission here. And the mission is simple. We need to get out of this side of the earth. You understand? And with my last breath, I'm going to use it to do it. That means if it takes me lifetime and death, that's what I'm going to be focusing on. The daring escape out of the Babylon system. We have to get out of this side in order to get back to our true roots, our true purpose of being here on earth. We lost, so we don't know why we're here, so we settle for anything. You're here to buy gold, invest, do all these things, vanity, all of these things that they have on the table. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. We never come here for none of these things. So like I say, if the devil only challenge your energy or channel your energy in the direction that they want them, they can get you to move the mountains. That's how much power you have in this earth, but you don't understand it. You don't know how to use it. I said the only thing you should do with your power is do it, go against it, supposedly devil system. That's it. Imagine if all these human beings going against the devil system just stand up and say, we're not gonna deal with it. We're not gonna do it. We're not gonna live this system anymore. You lie to us the whole time. This is just a cover up. You're covering up hell right here to make it look appealing. How long is it taking us for us to understand that this is hell cover up to look good? Hell is in disguise, look like paradise. That's what it is. You see all the shit they give you? They're giving you moon eclipse and all of these things, these fucking trickery in the sky. All of that is gatekeeping. Because guess what? They convince you that you're living on a spinning ball. And these things and planets and all these phenomenons, and you can have these meteorites coming to Earth, destroy it. You can have aliens. You can have all of these things happening once you believe in one thing, space. They can give you all of these phenomenon of one fake shit, space. So listen to me, people. I've seen you. Yes, I see you. Every time one of these dumb shit come up, I saw you. I see you running around and putting your energy in these things that the devil have on the table. Look at the eclipse, people. Take a look at this supposedly event that the world go crazy for. So they were showing some people that coming from the UK, some people coming from all over the world, Spain and all over, to go to Texas, go to Indiana and these places that they claim was a part of totality. The people want to fly in a plane to see the damn solar eclipse while it happened, while they're on the plane. All of these things is the people showing how much power they can use as far as the dumb shit. They're showing you how much power and energy they can put into the dumb shit to make it real, to make it happen, to make it more appealing to human beings. You participate in that and you did make it happen. Do you get what I'm saying? You did it. You did something wonderful. You help participate and make this fucking devil earth what it is. So what I'm saying is, if we can do the opposite, we've been going backwards the whole time. So the opposite of backwards is now forward. So now we're trying to move forward. We're not using the energy that we gather and what we have and the power that we have to help build Babylon so it could be our downfall later. No, we're not going to help here to turn this shit into hell. The exact thing that it is. It's just a matter of time. Timing and how the script laid out. The earth gonna be hell. It's not gonna be no place where the human being want to be. This side of the earth is gonna be hell. And like I say, they're cooking up a pot. They soon get there. So with us thinking that we don't have no energy, we don't have no power, we don't have no capabilities, no, we can't do shit, we can't control nothing. You're wrong. Yes, you're wrong. We do have control. We do have a little power. We do have something that we can use to change what's going on, but that's not where we put the power. We put the powers in making it happen. Because the people that run you here tell you that's where you should put your energy, and you fall right into line. Okay, so I come up and I give you a different idea. Somewhere different for you to put your energy. You can't go wrong because you're trying to get out. That's where your energy should be. Now, what you have to do, people, I always talk about endurance and all of these things, and you only can go as far as how you push your body. You understand what I mean? So you just can't wake up tomorrow and say, hey, I'm going to run 50 miles. Your body not used to it. You've never pushed your body to that. What makes you think you can do it? So what I'm saying is, Some people train for marathons and doing all these things and to compete with each other and all of these things. That's wrong. That's not where you put your energy. So you and those same people that you're running against or competing against, yes, you and them talk and come together and say, yeah, instead of we running around in circles here, how about we run the fuck out of here? I'm just saying, people, these are just things that I'm saying so you can understand where I'm coming from and where I'm getting at. The powers that you're using and here that you're doing, whatever you're doing with it, it's not for you. It's not for your own purpose. It's not going to help you. So you can see a man and they show you some people from Ethiopia that do long distance racing. They show you one of them can run the 10,000 meter. You run the 10,000 meter, he will run around you 10 times before the race over. He will lap you a few times. That's how much that person can go. But what I'm saying is, why use that in a competition, a dumb competition, to rank you against your peoples? Now you want to known as the fastest or the best long distance runner? No, you need to use that energy to get out of here. You're showing us all these things that the human being capable of doing, but they're trapped right here in the center of the earth. Why not use that energy to get out? You show us Guinness Book of World Record, all this world record that people break. Dumb shit for the masses. The longest fingernail, the longest this, all kind of dumb shit for the masses. Just for competition, to lock your mind in that world. Like I say, use that same energy to get out. Don't come tell me that it's impossible when you can walk from Guatemala to America. Don't tell me that it's hard. So what I'm saying is, people, we have to build up the body threshold so we can get to certain place. Do you understand that? You can't just get up and want to walk certain distance and you never did it before. You never trained your body for it. Okay, so now you understand what I'm saying. Start training your body to do these physical things. We're not going to get out of here by a miracle or a snap of the finger or some magic potion or some disappearing hack or teleportion. No, we have to get out of here physically. You're going to take work. You're going to take all the energy, all the powers that you're capable of right here. Anything that you possess that can use this world, you need to use it to get out. That's all I'm saying. All your energy, everything, your resources, you should use it to get out of here, not to get deeper in Babylon like the dumb blind sheep. So yes, train your body enough to make these long journeys, because yes, it's going to involve long journeys, people. It's going to involve long journeys that the masses that probably going to break, a few people going to be strong enough to hold out. But what I'm saying is, it's going to be something there to break you. Nothing that there that you can achieve for say is not easy. Especially if you're not even supposed to achieve it, if you want to put it like that. They never put it for achievement. They put it at impossible. They put it at non-existence. So that means you can't even consider it. But yes, I'm bringing it to your attention. The energy that we're using to support and basically holding up the devil system, we can use it to break it down. We can use that same energy to get up out of here. So yes, people, how you train your body, what you train your body to do, what kind of threshold or far you can go, all matters. Now you have to push yourself. So listen. A lot of people, they go to the store, pull up at the store. They're trying to find the closest part they can find to the door. Why? Because they're lazy. That's the reason why they guarantee you that we're not going to come out of here. Why? Because of what they've set up around you. Remember, the deeper we go, the far we go in life, is the harder it is to get out. Now, if you want to believe me, but 100 and some years ago, if the people would have think about this, they got an easier way out than us today. just understand what I'm saying. The reason why I said that is because it just get tighter and tighter the farther we go. The more we advance in life, is the farther the supposed edge get, is the farther the gate is. I always tell you that. It's basically getting further and further the deeper we're getting into life. Technology and all is bringing you far and far away from that edge, from that gate of hell to get out. Do you get what I'm saying? So yes, when they bring in all this technology, the masses get more lazier. You don't want to do shit now, the further you get in life. So I'm not playing. The more life advance, the more technology they give you, the more things they get you to participate in, the farther that border gets for you to get back to human being origin. It's simple as that. So with them supposedly bringing you all of this technology, you see, before they have cars, I guarantee you, the human beings could have walked further. The human being can bring the body farther than you ever think before cars. Okay, so technology advance and bam, they give you cars. Now you want to drive to the store, drive everywhere, and you're trying to get the closest park that you can get so you don't have to walk too far. That makes you lazy. That makes you far, far away from getting out of here. Okay? The more you depend on technology, the more you depend on what they put on the table, the farther the edge get, the farther the supposedly escape is. So I mentioned that 100 and some years ago, them people have a better chance of getting out of here as far as if they was thinking about it, because they have more capability. Their body have more, got more further threshold as far as, you know, them can walk on the foot, how far they can go, less pavement to walk on, more friendly grounds that soft and dirt and, you know what I mean, more naturality then. It's far gone. So like I say, it's gonna be more harder and harder and harder. The more life progress, gonna be harder to get out of here. So I do believe that the time is now. Now the time, when you look at the time, it could be we should have done this long time ago as far as putting a plan together, using our energy to get out of here. But what I'm saying is, it's here now. We gotta utilize that as far as our knowledge to whatever we gather as far as getting out of here. So yes, people, build up your strength. Build up your endurance. Do a lot of walking. Do some physical activity. I don't care how old you is. Your body gonna go where you push it. It's that simple. It don't matter what your age is, it's the same procedure. Just like you sit there looking at some Olympic player, like I mentioned, some runner from Ethiopia, and they can run long and they can... That's what they do. So listen, you have less transport there in these areas. This is all you know. You can never get a long distance runner from America unless they get him from Africa. Why is the African runner always gonna be, why is the African long distance runner always gonna outrun everybody else? Resources. Okay. So in those areas, Ethiopia and Kenya and them places that they show you, these people come from and can run left you. You're talking about a 10,000 mile race or whatever they call it, or 10,000 meter, I should say. They run around you 5 times before the race done. How did they do that, people? This is a superhuman being? No, it's not. But what? They don't have vehicles. That's how they move around. They have less resource, so they have to put the body to use. That's the reason why they can run a lap around you and not even get tired like you. You understand what I'm saying here? So yes, people, that's just what it is. These people learn how to walk and run long distance They don't have no vehicle, they don't have no bicycle, they don't have none of that transport, they have to walk. So therefore the body built up that threshold. So now they can push and they can go. That's what you need to do. They're not superhuman for doing that. It's just what they do. That's what they practice and it becomes custom. That's just how it is. So I'm saying, put that practice in. I put in some endurance in your body now where you can walk, you can run, you can jump and still have energy to go. You have to train your body. Your body only can go as far as where you push it. So yes, nothing is impossible as far as the mass is getting out of here. No, it's far from impossible. Like I tell you before, it's impossible to live in a place where human beings shouldn't be. It's impossible to live in hell, but you do it anyway. These cars are living, the way they set up life is impossible, but you still live it. You live it and not only live it, you love it. You participate in it and everything, all the way down to the bone. So there you go. The impossible life is to try to live with the devil here. Well, we do it anyway. You tell us about cost of living and we pay you. We're paying you to live here. All of these things, we're doing it. That's the impossible. As far as us putting together, come together and get the hell up out of here, that should be a piece of cake. Look what we did. Look what we did, people. I don't care how you look at it. We build Babylon. They call themselves the stonemasons, but we build Babylon. They bring some piece of paper, tell you what it value, and you build up this Babylon, and they pay you some of it. So what is us? What is hard? What is impossible to the peoples? What? Absolutely nothing. You put this shit together and don't even know. You're the one who put it together. They pay you some paper that they tell you is valuable in this earth, material that the devil basically created to control us. That's what they pay you to build up Babylon. But you can't build shit. But you build Babylon. Huh? You don't have no control of shit, but you make Babylon what it is. Huh? The soul snatching place right here that they have, taking your soul, you help build it. Can you believe it? A temporary devil earth that gonna stand for a while, destroy with everybody in it, start over again, new Babylon spot and everything. This is how the world run. So yes, people, yes, you do have that energy. You do have that power in you to get out. Stop telling yourself, stop limiting yourself to say that anywhere they put us, that's where we gotta stay. No. The bitter truth said no. We don't have to stay where you put us. We don't have to do what you say. We can use that energy that we're using to build you up and to make you something in here. We can use that to get out. And once you get out and get to where human being origin originated, that's it. What I tell you, this is how you're gonna escape Babylon. Build up your strength, build up your endurance, and then head out. Don't use it to build Babylon, use it to escape Babylon. Do you get it? Yes, we have all the powers and everything. We just using it the wrong way. The human being can do any damn thing in here, anything, including walk the hell out. We choose because we're thinking that this is the good thing we're doing and the right way we're doing things. So we end up going the devil way. Help them to build this devil earth that they're gonna be hell later on. Everybody gonna be in here in hell. Your soul gonna trap in here in torment. Anywhere you're dead, that's where your soul gonna be. Now we in hell right now. So tell me, what you think gonna happen to your soul when you're dead? That's why we need to get out ASAP. And yes, it's a Mag Bam Tuesday radio show. Appreciate everybody for listening. We'll be back on.